And welcome to our seventh call of the Power of the Spoken Word Masterclass. So today's chapter is In Nothing Be Anxious. But first we have admin info. I just want to remind you that you can download the recordings of all the chapters of the Power of the Spoken Word from the Masterclass Central webpage. And that's where all of our classes are housed, all the recordings, and the Gift of Forgiveness program. So just be sure to go in there and download those audios to all your devices. And I also want to, as always, remind you to be using your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook every day, to use those daily journaling pages, because they will support you to help you know where you're using your power, where you're not using your power, and you'll be shown what to do next. I love those pages. They're awesome. Okay, so that's all the admin info I have for you. So let's just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. We ask that the way be opened for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past, and overcome obstacles in our present. We ask that the way be opened for us to expand our awareness, to sync with the higher consciousness of the divinity within. We ask for greater understanding to manage our internal energy and raise it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of the dreams of our heart inevitable. Please just surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection that deflects negativity. And with each deep breath, please fill us with strength, stamina, and love energy that heals in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. Okay, so today we're diving deep into the seventh chapter in Nothing Be Anxious. Ooh la la. I love this chapter. Oh my gosh, it is jam-packed with exciting information and loving support. And I could probably talk for days about this chapter, but I'm gonna rein that in. So we're not gonna be spending the night here. Okay, so as I was skimming through all the points that I wanted to dive deeper into, one of them was when Florence talks about when we ask for guidance and we set aside our analytical mind, when we do all that, we open the way to tap into the universal supply of all knowledge. Now, I had highlighted that in red. And when I saw it, all these visions flashed through my mind. Like, how we're taught that we're limited by our education. And we're taught this through job requirements, social norms, social judgment, and peer judgment. But the truth is, the bare bones truth is, we're all equal. Every one of us is equal because we all have access to the same universal supply of all knowledge. And when we access this supply of knowledge through our conscious intention, the information is just there to be had. No student loans. All we need is an expansion of awareness that when practiced and fine-tuned through our internal effort, the gates of universal knowledge is opened to us. But not only that, we're all equal in what we can have because we all have access to the limitless field of potentiality. We all harbor a superconscious higher self that knows and has access to everything. We're all equal. All the limitations we have are man-made through being influenced by outside sources. I call this programming. Programming to live our lives at a level of fear that keeps us trapped in limitation and a misguided belief in lack. So let's just take a moment to step back as the observer together. So just take a deep breath and just step back from life in general and take this concept in. The expansion of awareness, the truly limitless possibility of everything, knowledge, the love emotion of bliss, material things, health, money, loving human relationships. What would the world look like? What would your world look like? This is your square of life fulfilled. Why aren't you living this bliss? Could it be a strong belief and grasp on fear? Whether conscious or subconscious, living life from survival mode that hinges on anger, anxiety, fear of loss, lack, and the belief in limitation. And on top of all that, we have proof that loss and lack are real. We have proof through experiences of our past. The only way to stop the past from repeating in our future is to change the very vibration of the cells of our body today. And we have the power to do that by shifting and transforming the energy of the beliefs we hold in our body from fear to love. And we'll do that together with our meditation. But before that, I have lots to share. So I had to laugh when I read, "I'll believe only when I can see," being considered the height of wisdom. Of course, you probably didn't see it, but I rolled my eyes too. That belief walks right out of the Stone Ages. In today's world, there's so much we take for granted now that we don't see. Harnessing electricity and waves of energy catapulted us into our age of technology. But what about harnessing the electricity and waves of energy within us? Is that the next great frontier? I believe that it not only is, but it's already being thoroughly explored. You know, Florence's teaching set the ball rolling, and now scientists and researchers of today are proving what she said as true. You know, Florence shared the story of the great football player who performed his practice with his mind from a hammock. That's brilliant. Not because he doesn't have to put physical effort into it, but because his effort is all through the power of his mind. I love this. Florence taught this over 80 years ago. Now today, Dr. Joe Dispenza performed experiments with teaching people how to play the piano using physical and mental practice. There were two groups. One group practiced playing the piano using a piano, same time every day for a specific amount of time. And then the other group practiced playing the piano in their minds only, never touching the piano. This group visioned in their minds, touching and applying pressure to the keys, hearing the sound of their touch, all in their mind. Again, never touching a physical piano. And they practiced same time every day, same amount of time, as the people who were using a real piano. When these two groups sat down to play the piano, both groups were equal in expertise. The group that only practiced in their minds were just as good as the people who practiced while physically touching the piano. He also conducted an experiment with two groups to build specific muscles in the arms. One exercised mentally, while the other used exercise equipment. Both groups exercised at the same time each day for the same length of time, and the muscles of both groups improved together, just like the football player. Lawrence teaches us the difference between visioning and visualizing. Visualizing is simply a mental picture of observation, while visioning includes emotions and senses, feeling the experience instead of simply observing it. That action step of feeling the experience causes chemical changes in the body, making the experience real, physically and energetically, even though the body hasn't moved. And that emotional charge you created, that energetic charge, makes your reality a magnet for what you want to experience. That energetic charge molds formless matter into form. Lawrence states that visioning is the spiritual realization. It's a state of being the vibration of the experience, and that means employing all the senses, feeling the experience to the degree that in your mind, you also experience the expression of opportunity and making choices as a result of the experience, exhibiting behaviors akin to the experience, and cultivating the feelings and emotions of all the experiences. Visioning isn't just creating an experience from the limitless capacity of your mind. It's feeling and living that experience in your mind, which creates the external result of the experience becoming your physical reality. This is how infinite intelligence works through us. We connect within with the divinity, that lush vibration of love consciousness, that awareness of limitless beingness. And from this state, the vibration of the divinity flows through us, unhindered by fear energy. And from the field of limitless potentiality, that flow of energy molds into form. Formless matter. It forms into existence, material things, relationships, magnificent health, and the beautiful, magnificent shift to the higher consciousness of bliss, where peace is the foundation of being, resting in the comfort, the safety of the protected awareness of the hand of God, the oneness, existential bliss. We were born with this. Then life experiences taught us something different. Fear was introduced. That's what we came here for, to learn of the dualities and overcome them. Florence tells us that fear short circuits our connection with the divinity within, and she's right. We're taught through fear that we're separated from God. Yet we're also told that we are man-made in God's likeness. So which one's true? I say listen to your heart. The knowing is there. The connection with the supply of universal knowledge. Here's a hint. We're not separated. We're made in God's likeness as the spark of the divinity within and cannot be separated, for we are one. Lawrence tells us, in nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. Could anything be more simple and direct? The God part within knows our true heart of intentions, for we are one. It's through our energy, supporting our intentions, that our desires are made manifest. This is how God is the giver and the gift. When we truly believe this, there is no telling God, no, you can't have that. There is no judgment of I can't afford that. There is no feeling of dreams being beyond your reach, a pie in the sky, because everything is possible. Everything is likely. Happiness has its own meaning to everyone. This doesn't make us wrong or less than. It simply makes us individuals of the same source. Believing in the God power, all things are possible. Our words and thoughts hold the power of more than dynamite. Our words and thoughts hold the power of the universe, the power of creation, the power of limitless possibility. While being the state of oneness. And man is an instrument for infinite intelligence to work through. So be the vessel. Be the vibration of oneness. An expansion of the greater consciousness. Florence tells us that if we have not received all the blessings of life, we've neglected to ask or have not asked aright. What does aright mean? Fearlessly. Aright means fearlessly, fully expecting to receive. But a lot of the time, humans pray from fear, from desperation, from fear of loss. How do you stay out of this fear? You can start by consciously choosing not to go there. Refuse. So Florence dove deeper into all of this by teaching of the great machinery of asking and receiving needing to be lubricated. I thought that was an interesting choice of words. But it was 80-something years ago. She tells us of 5 lubricants that will support you from praying from a pit of despair and fear. 1, when you pray, believe you have it. 2, in nothing be anxious. 3, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. 4, do not limit the Holy One of Israel. So let's dive deeper into this. The first lubricant is, when you pray, believe you have it. Florence is teaching us to pray in gratitude. When we pray from the state of gratitude, we're not feeling fear. True gratitude. The feeling of true gratitude is a love vibration. And remember, we can't be in the love vibration and fear vibration at the same time. We're vibrating in one or the other, never both. And gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership. This means we're vibrating in the joy of having already received. We're experiencing in this moment the gratitude of being, doing, or having. The second lubricant is to, in nothing, be anxious. Here she's telling us to be fearless. When we're anxious in fear, we're closed off, trying to protect ourselves because fear tells us we're in danger. Whether real or imagined, the danger feels real. And as Florence tells us repeatedly, fear comes from our own vain imaginings. We believe in fear because this physical world tells us to. We allow the teachings and programming of the physical world to overwrite the truth of our essence. We believe the programming that we're limited, that we can't have what we want, that we're not worthy, deserving, or good enough, and all of that is a blatant lie. But to us, when we're in the middle of an external experience that's painful, the lie becomes truth. And with all the proof being unhappy, uncomfortable, painful experiences of the past, we believe that lie. But we have the power within us to overcome and rewrite the belief of this lie. When we consciously choose to stop feeding the fear and open our awareness through gratitude, full immersion in gratitude, feeling in every cell of our body the gratitude love vibration, we become a different state of being. And from this state of being, we can, in nothing, be anxious. The third lubricant is, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand ye still doesn't mean to do nothing and just watch God drop our fulfilled square of life into our lap. Nope. Stand ye still tells us to stop trying to force our personal will and instead to be like the football player, holding the energy, the vision of enjoying and being fully immersed in the experience of what we want. And through this surrender to the full experience, the way is open for what you want to flow to you. And it's delivered by the hand of God under grace. In magical ways. So we want to stand still in the full immersion of the love vibration, as one in awareness, as one in celebration within. As I think of this, I see a celebration within my body. My body of consciousness. I see balloons and streamers and music and frivolity, joy and laughter, immense joy, impassioned joy, deepest gratitude, awe, splendor, opulence, bliss, feeling safe as one with the divinity within, fully protected. The love protecting me from the illusion of fear. For I am the vibration of infinite, infinite potentiality. All possibilities are mine. What do I want? As are you, fully protected, the love protecting you from the illusion of fear. And because you have free will, you can choose to invite fear in or not. It's your choice. Just please accept that you are the vibration of infinite potentiality, and all possibilities are yours. What do you want? The fourth lubricant is do not limit the Holy One of Israel.
Oh. This one is sweet.
Florence is teaching us to release the need to know how. She's asking us to place our awareness, our belief, and our trust in the unknown. Lots of folks don't want to do this because they feel like they don't have control if they don't know how something's going to happen. They don't understand is that embracing the unknown is the ultimate control. Deepak Chopra teaches that if something is known, it stays the same. It has no opportunity for betterment. It simply is as it is. It's known. An example is, you know you're going to wake up in the morning. You know you're going to eat at some point during the day. You know your body's going to need to use the bathroom. All of those things are known. You know, you're going to get dressed. You're probably going to brush your teeth more than once. You're going to brush your hair. All those things are known. What truly isn't known is what you'll experience in between all those known experiences. And since you don't know what's going to happen, that time that is unknown, you have the opportunity to experience something new and wonderful during that unknown time. And the unknown is limitless possibility. Every moment of every day, you emit an energy that mirrors itself back to you through your life experiences. And usually that energy you're pushing out to the universe is unfocused, not consciously chosen. Until you take control of it. Until you take control, that energy you're pushing out into the universe is the dominant energy of your subconscious, and that magnetic vibration could be an intense energy of fear. When you consciously decide what energy you're going to vibrate in every day, when you consciously choose love and infuse love into your day and life, your external experiences will mirror that love back to you as experiences based in love. And when you're consciously focused through love energy on that life that you want to live, you emit out to the universe the love vibration of the divinity within, and you magnetize back to you your fulfilled square of life under grace. So, knowing all that, I guess you drop your fulfilled square of life in your lap. All of this interwoven together becomes the realization of manifestation. Visioning, experiencing manifestation with all senses, all emotions, emotions free from fear, feeling all the feels of manifestation complete creates the pathway to fulfillment. It puts the arm on molding formless matter into form. And you become a magnet for the possibilities in your field of potentiality. Florence tells of the men keeping elephants corralled with a rope, and how doubt and fear are our rope. The nitty-gritty of this is that doubt and fear are the constructs of survival mode. And survival mode supports chaos and incoherency. It supports inharmony in the brain, so we can't think. And as a result, we can't think of solutions to problems. We're stuck in the electrical storm of misfiring thoughts that go nowhere because we cannot think past the need to survive. We have to stop planning, plotting, and scheming and flow into ease, into that ease and grace. Planning, plotting, and scheming are forced personal will and do not flow. That need to survive, there is no flow. We're stuck. But when we're open to the flow, when we're lubricating the machine of that machine of asking and receiving, we create expectancy based in the vibration of love. And we hold no more anxiety over the manifestation of what we want than we would have knowing a question of what time is it is going to be answered. There's no fear, no anxiety. But be aware, expectation can be twofold. Hold your expectation in the vibration of love, not the fear vibration of when will the other shoe drop, or too good to be true, or not good enough to be, do, or have. We've already established that no matter what it is, not only are you good enough, it's already in your field of potentiality. So stand still and immerse yourself in the vision of the feelings and emotions of having what you want. Lubricate the machine. And from this space, this state of being, your intuition is open. You fine-tuned your intuition antenna and life takes on a magical quality. You're aware of nature around you. You remember driving home. Ever do that? Drive somewhere and don't remember the drive? It's because you weren't in the moment being aware. You were on autopilot. And when we're on autopilot, we can't hear the small, still voice of our intuition. We can't hear it when we're vibrating in fear out of awareness. So bring all these things together. The action steps, the state of being, the vibration, the awareness. When we bring all that together, magic happens. It may sound like a lot, but it really isn't. A lot of it's simply acceptance of the truth within you. It's almost like dominoes. Once you start one phase, when you start implementing that love vibration, everything else starts to fall into place. But you have to be consistent at it. You can't pop in for 10 or 15 minutes a day and expect anything to change. It has to become a lifestyle. And that's why we keep repeating our shift to love meditation. And we're going to do that. And again, when we get to the part where we integrate the love, allow your mind to see through the love vibration what you want to be, do, or have. Allow your mind, your energy, the very vibration of the love that is your essence to experience in your mind's eye what you want. Okay, so let's experience our shift to love meditation and just fully immerse ourselves in that vision. So before we get started here, where as I'm trying to figure out how to turn it on, which is always a new brand new day for me, decide on what you want to be, do, or have. And we'll get started. So get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently in your lap, and close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with a deep breath, we come together as one with singular intention to shift our vibration to the highest vibration of love, as one with the divinity within. And with a deep breath, we begin by consciously choosing to be the love vibration. And with another deep breath, we embrace gratitude for the opportunity to be the love vibration. And now repeat after me. I accept that I am a divine being of love and light. As one with the divinity within. And repeat after me. I accept what my life is in this moment. I accept that I have the power within me to create a higher outcome and improve my life. I commit to using my power from this state of love. And repeat after me. I consciously choose to understand adversity. And see it as feedback to achieve a higher outcome. And repeat after me. I pray from a state of gratitude, having already received. I trust that I am loved and the divinity always has my back. I love my body and who I am. It's one with the divinity within. This love. Repeat after me. I embrace this love within me and set a firm intention to live my life from the vibration of love. Let me now express the divine idea in my mind, body, and affairs. And we ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. And just allow yourself to feel roots coming down from your feet into Mother Earth, traveling down through her soils of water, the rocks, the clay, all the way down to her center, to wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you in that beautiful love energy at the center of Mother Earth. And with a deep breath, just pull that love healing energy back up through the roots, back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And just embrace that love energy. And when you're ready, open your eyes. You are so incredibly powerful. You are the very essence of God. The love that is your essence is the divinity within. Set aside all that physical world teachings and programming and just embrace that light of love that is your essence and be the love energy of the highest order, as one with the divinity within. Be this in this moment, here and now. Be this. And be this love energy later today, tomorrow, and every day. Consciously choose to be the love that is your essence and infuse your life, your day, the hour, your home, everything. With love. Envision yourself living the life that's yours by divine right. You have the power within you to do this. Okay, so now we're going to recap. This chapter held a plethora of information. We now have a clearer understanding of visioning versus visualization. And visioning is what we want to do. We want to feel all the feels of that physical experience through visioning. We've expanded our understanding of the supply of universal knowledge, as well as limitless potentiality for living a human experience, and that we're all equal in what we have access to, and that access is to everything. We have a greater concept of our internal power and control, what it is and how to use it. We can now clearly see that the unknown isn't something to be feared, but something to get excited about, because through the unknown, we are limitless. This chapter took the power within us to stand still physically to a whole new level of expertise and possibility. And we now know to stand still physically but to implement full control from within through our energy and awareness of being as one with the divinity within, God the giver and the gift. And we now have no fear with adding this or better to all our asks. We know to get clarity on what we want, but to be open to this or better, and to be excited that what we want is about to be delivered, just like an Amazon package. We know that once we start implementing the love energy, once we start being that love energy, everything else starts to fall like dominoes. Implementing and using all the tools. There's just so much here. And I can feel a lot of it is channeled. So I'm going to listen to this recording myself. Remember, you are limitless. Your limitless possibility. And no matter what you've been programmed to believe, you house God, the giver, and the gift within you. Don't be telling God no. Remember who you are, a spark of the divinity within. You are love. You are light. You are limitless. You're one with the God power, that divinity within. Okay, so before we complete, your homework is to read the next chapter, Fearlessness. I can't wait to dive into that. And again, I have added all the chapters of the Power of the Spoken Word book to the Masterclass Central web pages. And just please, please put into practice everything that we've been discussing. Consciously choose to be that love vibration. Use your daily journaling pages so that you can see where you're using your power and where you aren't. And if you need help, you can reach out now because I'm right here to answer any questions that you may have. And please drink lots of water and get more sleep if you need it. Put yourself first and everything else will just fall into place. Okay, so that completes our class.